Listening Library presents Boom by Mark Haddon. Read for you by Julian Ryan Tutt. Chapter 1. Helicopter Sandwich. I was on the balcony, eating a sandwich, red Leicester and gooseberry jam. I took a mouthful and chewed. It was good, but not a patch on strawberry jam and cheddar. That was my best yet. I spent a lot of time on the balcony. The flat was tiny. Sometimes it felt like living in a submarine, but the balcony was amazing. The wind, the sky, the light. You could see the 747 circling slowly in the stack, waiting for a space on the runway at Heathrow. You could watch police cars weaving their way through the tiny streets like toys, their sirens whooping. You could see the park too, and on this particular morning you could see, in the middle of the huge expanse of grass, a solitary man holding a metal box in his hands. Buzzing high above his head, you could just make out a model helicopter, banking and swerving like a dragonfly. Dad has always been crazy about models. Trains, planes, tanks, vintage cars. But after he lost his job at the car factory, it became the biggest thing in his life. To be fair, he was brilliant. Give him a brick and a rubber band, and he'd have it loop in the loop before you could say, "Chocks away!" But it didn't seem right somehow. It was a hobby for little boys and weird blokes who still lived with their mums. A flock of pigeons clattered past, and I heard the sound of a familiar motorbike engine. I looked down and saw Crater Face's large black motor Guzzi turn into the estate car park. My darling sister, Becky, was on the seat behind him, a grimy leather jacket over her school uniform. She was 16. I can remember the time, only a couple of years back, when she tied her hair in bunches and had pony posters on her bedroom wall. Then something went badly wrong in her brain. She started listening.